Hello and welcome to episode 29 of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this episode, we talk about anxiety and depression, research on a new celiac genetic identifier, avoiding intestinal biopsy, the new book by Scott Adams and Ron Hogan, the economics of early diagnosis, summertime fruit, and the easiest recipe ever. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the podcast edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and August 31st, 2010, use the word podcast in all small letters and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the word podcast in all small letters. This does not count for shipping or taxes, limit one per customer, and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. Anxiety and depression. A recent study by a European institute is the first to show that adult women who follow a gluten-free diet tend to show higher levels of anxiety. The result of their research is a general recommendation to clinicians to provide anxiety screening for adult women celiacs. Research on a new genetic identifier. Advances in genetic science are allowing researchers to look more deeply into the genetic causes of autoimmune diseases. A previous study has shown that a particular gene variant carries a higher risk for multiple autoimmune diseases in European and Caucasian populations. A recent study set out to investigate any connection between the higher risk variant and non-Europeans. They studied population samples in China, Japan, and South America. The team's results show clearly that the variant is also associated with multiple autoimmune disorders in non-European populations. Is intestinal biopsy avoidable? Intestinal biopsy is considered the gold standard for celiac disease testing. However, biopsy is an invasive procedure that most people would rather avoid. Based solely on serology, a new diagnostic standard has been proposed that would no longer require intestinal biopsy for celiac disease diagnosis in some patients. The goal of this study was to decrease requirement for biopsy. The researchers performed duodenal biopsy as well as serology in adults at both high and low risk for celiac disease. Although the findings were significant, intestinal biopsy is still the only reliable method for diagnosis. Further study will be necessary before new diagnostic guidelines can be considered. And now for some popular topics from Celiac.com. Serial Killers, new book by Scott Adams and Dr. Ron Hogan. Serial Killers, Celiac Disease and Gluten-Free A to Z by Dr. Ron Hogan and Scott Adams is now available. This book is the most diverse discussion of gluten sensitivity and celiac disease currently available in a single volume. Serial Killers explores a wide range of sometimes contradictory perspectives on the various disease processes incited by gluten. This book also offers some speculation and hypothesis regarding the means by which gluten wreaks havoc on genetically vulnerable individuals and important reasons why those affected should remain on a 100% gluten-free diet. The Economics of Early Diagnosis. As celiac awareness expands, the cost of diagnosis and treatment is more often scrutinized by hospitals and researchers. A recent hospital and county-based study set out to measure medical costs for celiac patients over 4 years. Services and costs included diagnosis, serological testing, endoscopy, surgical pathology, and bone densitometry. The scientists were able to conclude that associated celiac disease costs indicate a profound economic burden specifically for males. Accurate diagnosis of celiac disease and appropriate treatment significantly reduces direct medical care costs. From this study, it is evident that there is an economic advantage to early diagnosis. Summertime fruit and the easiest recipe ever. Here's an article from the latest Journal of Gluten Sensitivity. Summer is here, and if you're anywhere near a tree farm, you'll know that the stone fruits, that means any kind of fruit that has a pit in it, are ripe, sweet, and rolling off the trees. Because farm fresh produce has traveled less and has been touched by fewer hands and machinery, your risk of microbial contamination is greatly reduced. Wash all fruit before you eat it, but buying fruit direct from the farmer is so much healthier in so many ways, from the way the fruit is handled to the treatment of the trees, and right down to how they care for the soil. Fresh fruits provide many benefits. Most fruits act as a natural laxative because they contain roughage and fiber. They're bursting with vitamins and minerals and are very low in sodium. The various bright colors of fruits are pigments called phytonutrients, which are extremely potent antioxidants and help protect your body against cancer-causing free radicals. Some fruits, tart cherries and apples especially, help reduce inflammation and lower cholesterol and triglyceride levels. Now here is the easiest recipe ever. Are you ready? Just core some apples, stuff with a little brown sugar, cinnamon, raisins, add a drizzle of honey, and bake at 375 until soft. And that's all for this episode of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. Remember to look at our website for full articles on everything you heard in the podcast. And from Celiac.com, thank you for listening.